Thank you so much for tuning in to the Kathy Lee Parker Show. Oh my word, have you ever needed to hire a professional organizer? Well, I have Drusilla's Closet, the owner, sitting with me right now. Welcome, Drusilla, to my show.
Hi, Kathy.
How are you doing?
Doing great. I had a great morning jogging in the snow here in Salt Lake City, Utah. It was so beautiful, watching it snow on the daffodils, and just been a good day.
And are you ready for the spring cleanup, and Mother's Day is around the corner?
Oh, yeah. Yes, bring it on. Let's do this.
And you've been a professional organizer for 4 to 5 years or something like that?
Yeah, close to four. Yeah.
Wonderful. And how did you get started in something like this? I mean, what made you, for example, you know, what made you get into this business, this being a professional, you know, organizer?
Well, I think it was one day we moved into a smaller home, and it just got really weird. So I was trying to make bread, and with all the paraphernalia that you use to make bread, stuff was just everywhere. And finally, I was just like, I'd had enough. And I'm like, there's just got to be a better way to organize things and do things. So One day I was just looking at the pantry, and I was just like, what? I kind of thought about when I'd go through a grocery store and I'd look at the shelves, how perfectly organized they were. I'm like, why can't our homes be like that? Mm-hmm. And so as I'm looking at containers and different options that I've tried and nothing worked, I'm like, well, I'll just make my own. So I come up with this system that it just does the job. It works.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you have your own system to, besides just going in and someone's panicking, oh, I can't stand my pantry anymore, or I'm moving. What's about that? Do you ever help those who are moving?
Yeah, this is a great time. If you're moving, or if you're just moving into a new home or packing up to move, this is probably one of the best times you can even organize, because it's just going to be easier once you get moved in. And if you have an idea of your new home, how it's going to be, we can configure it to exactly how that new kitchen is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Or the pantry, where to put everything. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And do you help out with, you know, other rooms of the home or office?
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I've done those. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of things, and using the same system, you know, the same process of, let's say elimination, because that's one of the keys to being organized, is to kind of reduce your inventory. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you can go into another room and use the same system, it's kind of all the same.
I seem to clutter every 4 months. It's like, no, I cleaned this drawer out, you know, 4 months ago. How did I get all the stuff in there? You know,
Where did it come from? Or
my office is like, I get so nice and clean and organized, and then all of a sudden, it's messy. I'm like, what happened here? You know, it was just a couple months ago. And do you ever have repeat customers where you go in and just try to keep things organized for them?
I have, and I'm really happy to say that it hasn't been the same thing I've had to redo. They're just like, oh, this is so awesome. Let's go do another room.
Oh.
So I did, in fact, I did a kitchen a couple of weeks ago, and she had posted it on Facebook, and she was so excited. And one of the comments I noticed was, I hired a professional organizer to come, and now it looks like they weren't even there. And that made me feel really sad for her, because I'm sure that was a great effort and expense for her to do that. But if you don't get the right system in place for you and your style, it's not going to help you or it won't last. So there's things we can do there.
What about children? Oh, I thought, was this my internet there? What about children coming in and trying to, you know, once you hire a professional organizer and you get everything all cleaned up, and next you know, the kids come along and they trash it.
That is a common complaint. So I think the thing that we need to do there is we treat them with respect as they come in and they're doing that. We might say, you know, something like, what's important to you in this pantry? And just kind of make them part of the whole process. And you make a deal with them and you bargain with them and you go back and forth and say, well, let's try this, and kind of use your reward system and say, hey, you guys help me pick out the snacks and let's figure out where it's going to be fun for you to keep them, so that when you get home from grocery shopping, say, let's play the game, let's play the put away game, and you get them those special things and they know exactly where they go. Just, I would make them part of the whole plan and the whole program.
That makes them fun, and yeah, but it's up to the home, you know. Some people can have children that come in. I just say, because I watched a gentleman that I dated in my single life, that he had this maid and she cleaned the house so beautiful, so nice, and in the kitchen was great. The kids come home and they trash it within an hour.
Yeah, I'd be having a talk with those kids.
I'm sitting there thinking, oh my God, you just paid to have that done. But the maid just walks out and says, well, I got paid for my day, so it was clean, you noticed. And I'm like, yeah, I did. But anyway, some kids are spoiled and I think they do it on purpose. But anyway,
oh my goodness.
But I didn't know that professional organizers are used when you move, you know, that you need help packing, you're just panicking, like, oh my word, what do I do with everything that's in this pantry or this office? And how am I going, I need help.
Yeah, I've got some great systems to help with that.
Oh, okay. And they can get a hold of you. Do you have a website, right? I remember you just mentioning that. So what's your website?
Yes. So it's drusillascloset.fun.
Oh, dot fun. Okay. So it must be fun for you. So tell me, what's your favorite part of the job that you like to do?
Kitchens are still my favorite. I guess maybe it's because I love to eat. I like to be able to find my food. I think getting a kitchen in order is the first and foremost thing that is going to help you in life. Mm-hmm. If your kitchen's in order, your health and sanity is there, and that's just the best part. So love doing the kitchens, and then the bathroom. If your kitchen, then your bathroom, you just have complete serenity.
Oh, really? I noticed that I have a friend, she has the perfect, clean, beautiful home, but you go to her bedroom and it's a disaster. What do you call those type of people? What would you say to somebody like that? You know, besides hiring me.
Besides hire me. Okay, first I said the kitchen and bathroom. So let's just say the kitchen, the bathroom, and the bedroom can compete for first place. That bedroom needs to have some serenity, so too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been there in homes where it is, you just have to crawl through the bedrooms. They've got the kids all sleeping on the floor and their clothes are in there, and it's just chaos. And and it shows in their daily, I don't know, there's just wear and tear on the family.
And what are some of the reasons someone would want to invite you into their home?
Oh, I promise that they will be happy. I just, you know, there's so many reasons, but in the end, they will just be happy.
Mm-hmm. They'll be happy, and it's more of harmony. Would you say, like, harmony coming home, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, you need to come home to some peace and serenity and calm.
Would you hire a professional organizer maybe twice a year? How would you, what would you recommend?
If you get the right one and they help you learn the system and they work with you, you just really basically it's the same process in each room. Mm-hmm. And you can pretty much do it yourself, but if there's comes a time when you're just so overwhelmed and it just gets out of control and something is broken, mm-hmm. it's like I have heard it's no different than if your pipes break, you call a professional plumber mm-hmm. to fix the problem, and there's no shame in that. So I would do that. In fact, myself, sometimes, honestly, if you get so busy and doing so many things and you need help, sometimes I have to go put my Drusilla's Closet uniform on and hire myself. So I totally get where everybody's coming from. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you're moving or selling, or if you've had a baby.
And you're moving.
Yeah, moving is really a big one. I'm doing that right now, in fact. And I'm fortunate that I have a little time to pack, but mm-hmm. I have a really easy system to keep all your rooms organized and everything. So all your boxes and labeled and.
Do you know what?
So that's a fun one.
I noticed too, people have issues with the pantry and a bathroom linen closet. That could be a nightmare too, walking into like, oh my gosh, I had this bottle of shampoo for 10 years. It's way back in that corner. I didn't even know it was there. You hear what I'm saying? Well, and they just pile, and you see something at Bath and Beyond and you go place, you know, $20, get 10 something for $15 or something like that. You know what I mean? Of shampoo or something like that. And you put it in your linen closet in your bathroom and it just keeps getting more and more and more. And I know it.
Yes. And yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And yes.
I have friends who've complained about that. I can't find anything here. I got to rip that thing apart, but I don't have time to do it. And it's usually men. Men have issues with it, cleaning up their stuff and being organized. You know, and I think that they could hire you, even if it's every 6 months. Come in and help me keep my life organized, because they live alone. They're single. They are professionals now. And then maids don't do this. You know, they just dust and clean and vacuum.
Right.
They don't go into your personal organ. They wouldn't even know what to do. They'll look at you like, you want me to go what? It's going to cost you.
That's probably how I started. I would start by cleaning, actually. Actually, what happened is one of my friends started doing home cleaning, and she's like, Drew, I need help. And so I'd go in and help, and then I would talk to the people about, you know, maybe next time, why don't we try this? And so they're like, oh, they're so excited. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do my linen closet. Oh, yeah, let's do the fridge. Let's do a detail and organize the fridge. And so that's actually probably how I really started. But
and they probably love it. You know, I got some single friends, and I'll pass them on to you, because I, not like that, but just, you know what I mean? They need it organized, even if they're not there. You know, you get a code, you get into their home, and you just start organizing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we can do that too. Sure.
And then you, you take Visa and MasterCard and all that stuff, and You can make it nice and clean for them, and or meet with them first, and they look at their closet. Oh my gosh, if you can do something, you'll be a miracle. I'll hire you every quarter to come in, or every 6 months, and just have it on a regular basis with some people.
Right, know? And sometimes we can do that. We can do do a thing, and then I leave a detailed note of exactly why I did what and why it will work and help them.
Yeah, but you know, they'll look at it and go, "Oh, this is sweet," but I'll try, but you know, it'll probably take me 2 or 3 years to get it down. But I need you for every six months. I'm a very organized. You've been in my home and you've seen how it is, but it's, you know, I just know I've been into some of my friends, and due to this COVID issue, you know, it's been hard to get to people's homes. Have you had an issue with that, or?
No, usually when they're ready. And if they want me to wear a mask, I will, but usually we've been okay, but I haven't done anything over Zoom because I just haven't. I don't know. I could, but.
Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of weird. I want you in person.
It's a lot more fun. It's a lot more easy. It's way easier to see what's going on. You know, I've got a lot of people have sent me pictures, and then I go to the house, I'm like, oh, I just had this pictured all wrong. So yeah. It's so much easier in person. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen any surprises in some of your, you know, cupboards and, you know, pantries or the garage, you know?
Yes, you guys, under the sink. That is always my scariest place. I'm like, okay, what are we going to find under this one? A flower vase with a dead mouse in it. How's that?
Oh, my word.
Yeah, that's a good one. Those are always fun.
Creeps. Have you found mice droppings?
Not live mouse, but dead ones, yeah.
But what about droppings?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's gross.
Yeah, it's kind of important to keep things cleaned up so you don't have dead rodents and animals under your sinks.
Under your sinks, or what about
pantry?
What about the pantry?
Yeah, even in your pantry.
Oh my word. Oh my gosh, that's nasty.
And yeah, so don't get to where it's that desperate. Before you call me, we can do something to make you not, you know, feel like you're living in a zoo.
And then what about, even if you did, I know you have a system that they can purchase and you can, you know, work with, but even if it's on a regular basis, just to come out and keep the place clean.
Yeah.
You know?
We can do maintenance and
yeah, I noticed a lot of some of my friends, they have a lot of kitchen equipment, you know, like mixers and blenders and you know,
yes,
a lot more stuff, processors and all kinds of things that I don't know, when do you have time to use all this? Oh, maybe once a year, but you know, right. What do you do with somebody who has a lot of stuff like that and it's old.
Right. Haven't you found that it's easier to just get a nice knife and a cutting board out? Mm-hmm. Because by the time you chop and peel something, I mean, you have to do that anyway, usually. Mm-hmm. It's just easier to clean up. But I mean, a juicer might do it, but by the time you get the juicer out, put together, cleaned up, put back, it takes more time than just getting your peeler out, your little hand peeler and your paring knife.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. But what about, what do you tell somebody who has all that stuff? And do you ever ask them?
I say if you use that, then we're going to find the perfect place for it.
But if you use it once a year, or maybe once every other year.
Yeah, we're going to we're going to Facebook Marketplace right now. See if you can, but you could probably make enough money on your kitchen gadgets to pay me.
Oh, that's so funny. But anyway, what do you think about, the garage? Have you ever done a garage?
I have been asked to do garages, and they're on my calendar. I've done my own. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I have certain kind of same thing, the zones for the different things. And
do you pull everything out and sweep and clean and
yes,
and fix the shelves? And
yes.
Mm-hmm. What if somebody's shelf is broken or tippy or something? Yes. You go and buy and then they purchase, you know what I mean, fix it up for them?
We can do a custom deal, or if they have something they like, we can work with that.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Well, Drusilla, hold on, and we're going to go into a commercial break. And
hey, this is Sabrina, the owner of Math Beast EQ.
Okay.
I believe mathematics is the most important subject students should learn, but sometimes traditional schooling isn't enough. I have a classroom space in Bluffdale, Utah, or we can use Google Meet or Skype. Call me at 385-515-8600. Let's help your student become a beast at math so they can be a beast at life.
Hi, my name is Drusilla. I am the founder and owner of Drusilla's Closet. I've created a unique system to organize your pantry and kitchen. The system also works great in various parts of your home and garage. Also in my closet, I have unique furniture, art, and decor. You can find us on Facebook, Drusilla's Closet, or call at 435-224-9266.
I'm Esther, co-founder of Head and Home, Horse Rescue, and Equine Therapy. We have a program called the Cavalry Club, where if you join, some of the benefits are you'll get to ride horses at a fraction of the cost. You'll also get awesome discounts on riding lessons and more. Cavalry Club membership is $75 per month per person. With the membership, you get a 1 hour, 30-minute riding session every week. Unlimited supervised visits to the facility, discounted membership for family members who ride at the same time, discounted riding lessons, discounts for birthday parties or other events, and discounted tickets to Head and Home events. Come check us out on our website, headandhome.org, where you can see photos of our horses. Come visit us to see them live. You can reach us at 801-254-1687.
Hey, this is Brian with Better Accounting. Do you know how much money you will owe in taxes? Do you just blindly save money here and there and hope it is enough to cover your tax bill? There is a better way. Wouldn't it be nice if you could go into the tax season knowing exactly what your tax bill will be? Or better yet, wouldn't it be nice to make smaller payments throughout the year so you are not scrambling to pay your taxes? Better Accounting is the proactive solution to business taxes and accounting. Our team believes in regular communication with our clients. We meet with our clients multiple times throughout the year. Effective tax planning does not just happen during the tax season. If you are looking for a hands-on partner in your business, give Better Accounting a call. Call our office at 385-257-8866 or check out our website at betteraccounting.com. We work in all 50 states. Again, give us a call at 385-257-8866. We look forward to working with you.
Thank you for tuning in with me. I'm sitting here with Drusilla's Closet. She's the professional organizer and owner of Drusilla's Closet. So Drusilla, this is an interesting story. So you have found some creepy crawly things in some of the pantries, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a good time. It's not the most glamorous job in the world, but I do love it. So
do you wear masks and gloves?
Sometimes I do, if I feel the need, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think I asked you before, you cleaned it out and organized the shelves and adjust them and things like that too, right?
Right.
And if there's any painting or anything like that needs to be done, you tell the homeowner and you probably go through everything before you start, right?
Right.
Do you do a free consultation?
I have a special this month where I can come out for $20, and let's go in honor of COVID, $20.21, that I can come out and just give you all the suggestions and lay out a plan for you. And if you are interested in doing that, you can do that by yourself, or if you want help, we just apply that to the whole job.
So that you come out for $20, $21 for the year. I mean, for the come out. And then if I hire you, that $21 goes towards the job. Is that correct?
Right.
Oh, well, that's not a bad deal. That's not bad. And and I understand, instead of wasting your time, because time is valuable, and you're giving me your professional advice what needs to be done and need to help, I was teasing one time at a meeting, and I said, for you guys, who love the golf and be out on Saturday, why not hire Drusilla's Closet? Have her come out and do your garage. how the honey-do list, the honey-do list. It's the garage. Can you clean the garage? But that is a job, because I cleaned my garage out last year, and I thought, oh, this won't be no problem. Took me some time, cleaning that, sweeping and putting everything where it belongs. And it's amazing how that can even get messy when you and I know you said, oh, your garage is so clean and yada, yada, yada. But the point is no, sometimes I put things where was that screwdriver with the certain end on the end? And, where's that wrench I'm looking for, and then I find it in a very odd place. So throughout the year, so it's usually springtime we need that done. And it's a lot of work. I could be doing something else and have you come over and do it.
Yep.
So
you can do that.
You'll be on my list for this year. And I like the fact that I didn't even know organizers can be used for moving. I was reading up online, and I'm thinking, well, I didn't know that. So that's a good thing to have, because I move a big house into another big house, and it's a lot of work. And I didn't know you then, and I'm like, gosh, I could really use some help. It's not just packing, it's just putting things in this certain box, and when I open it up, I know where it is. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Even though I kept thinking, oh, I know what box that's in. Yeah, right, with 50 other boxes.
Well, the thing is, and you're not doing it yourself. Usually you're having help moving. Your family's there, and they don't know. You can at least have the boxes labeled so that they go to a certain room, and not, it's just chaos. And so people are yelling, hey, where do you want this box? Well, I don't know what's in it.
I had that issue when I was moving to my other house, and like, people are helping me move in. Where do you want this, Kathy? Where do you want that? And I'm like, I don't know what's in that box.
I'm right, huh? Yeah.
I had all the help to move in, but I didn't know what box was what. You know what I mean? Yeah. So please, people, if you're out there, especially in the Utah, because you work in the Utah area, in Salt Lake City and the surrounding cities around Salt Lake City, please hire a professional organizer, Drusilla's Closet. She's, from what I've heard and seen and known you for what, over a year, that it's amazing that I heard good things. That's all I hear is good, positive things. And that's why I keep bringing you back on the show, because I want people to realize you can hire a professional organizer. And you know what's really nice too? Even if you're not moving, what about home offices? Oh my word. I've been into some of them due to advertising, marketing, and I'm surprised they can find a pen on their desk. Or some people have so many sticky notes all over the place. And I go, and then they're saying, now where was that sticky note that had that phone number on it? Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm sure you can help organize and help put that office back to where it once was. Yeah.
Yep. The most important thing that we have in our life is our planners and how we plan and
where we write things. We're just doing too much. We're so busy these days.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And time goes by so fast. And, you know, and we need help. And your prices are very reasonable. And it's worth it. And you can sit back. You can have a peace of mind, especially if your office, you know, or you're moving an office, or you have a team of people that's supposed to help you, you know, move, but some people don't like to move. So, and hire an organizer that can help you get those things in boxes, so when the movers do come, it's ABC.
Right. And then you're paying them less because you still have to pay somebody.
Right, you gotta pay the movers. Yeah, and then the less time the movers do, the better it is. And how do you bid on a job? So say that, or you come out to my place. How do you bid on a job? You've seen my home.
I would say, well, first I look at the amount of things on the shelf. If they are stacked to a certain level, but I've kind of got it down now where I know that I can pretty much bid it out and be so close to my hours that, you know, it's just all different. It just depends on how much stuff you have and where it's at and what you're willing to get rid of. And
what about,
because if I have more stuff that I have to figure out where to put back, it just takes a little longer.
What do you do with people who just don't want to get rid of anything? The hoovers, well, what do you call them? That they don't throw nothing away, or they don't get rid of it, move on. They leave, you know what I mean? This was my relationship I had 10 years ago. He gave me this shirt, you know. I mean, you know, things like that, souvenirs. And
well, if it's a must-have, we honor that and find a place for it.
Okay.
I don't ask anybody to part with anything that they can't or don't want to.
Oh, that's good. I knew some organizers, they make you throw it away. Like, no, or give it away.
No. Nope. I mean, I've never, in the suggestions I've made, I've never had anybody say, I have to keep that. Because after we talk through things, they're like, oh, yeah, we don't need that.
Drusilla, what if someone is too embarrassed to call? How can you reassure them?
I've told people that I have a form that they have to sign if they're feeling any kind of embarrassment, that they have to promise not to be humiliated at all, because there's nothing to be embarrassed about. It just happens. We haven't been equipped to deal with all the onslaught of just the materialistic world that we're in, so it just happens, and it's nothing that we can sometimes help, you know. Sometimes a parent will die and you have to go through all of that stuff and decide how and what and where and why, and it's just sometimes really overwhelming, and there is just a lot of stuff that happens. It happens to come to our house. So we just need help dealing with it.
What is
and it's okay.
What is, Drusilla, what is the worst job you have ever done?
Well, can we talk about cat litter overflowing and a lot of kitty litter?
No, really?
Yeah, that's pretty rank. I'm just saying, if you have cats, change their litter box. Oh, that was a good one. Yeah, that was
pretty nasty.
That wasn't my favorite.
You ever been into homes where they're just so messy that you can't even walk in there?
Yes.
Oh no. And yes. And how long?
It just took a little longer, and it was fine.
Okay. And were they pleased? Were they pleased to find where things were and stuff?
Yes, there was a lot of, oh, there's where that is. Oh, I needed that yesterday. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's your work badge. You probably did need that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's just, you know, cases where there's been trauma, like job loss, and they've had to pick up and move fast, and things just get out of control.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm glad you help out with that. And I know you stay pretty busy, so the get in with you in the Utah area. What if somebody wanted you in California? Would you be willing to fly out there and help
them?
Oh
my gosh, yeah, I'd love to.
Okay.
Still love California, even under these circumstances.
Or Arizona or any place you'd be willing to go out there and help them. And you can see things on Zoom. I'm surprised people haven't called you on the Zoom, because they can see what you can do, and then you can work out the details and go out there and get taken care of.
Yeah, I'm open to do Zoom meetings. So.
Mm-hmm. And I just noticed that too. Some people are just so busy. They should hire you. I mean, to get things cleaned and organized. And when you're doing the organizing the pantry and other parts, are the customers usually there, or do they just walk away?
I would say 99% are there, and some come in and out. Mm-hmm. And then I can check in with them and ask questions and get the details of, like, when, where, how often do you use this, and what if we did this or that, and then they're like, yeah, sure, great, yeah. And that's when they aren't there, then I have them come do a quick walkthrough after and explain everything and why. And
oh, that's really
see
nice.
How they can, yeah, it works out really well, but usually it works best if they are there. Mm-hmm. Unless we go through a detailed thing
ahead of
before.
Time. Yeah. Through, through the consultation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do people usually hire you right then and there on the spot?
Yes. I'm trying to think of a time when they haven't, but yeah.
So instead of coming out for consultation, you may mean, yeah, then they hire you. Can you do it now? That's what they probably say to you.
I usually try to keep a few hours open after, just in case. They're like, oh, yeah, let's just do this. Can we do it now?
Yeah, because they're excited to get it done.
Right. They're like, oh, yeah, she does know what she's talking about. Yeah, that sounds so good. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, and then you get it all cleaned up and everything. And
yeah, and especially if it's a little further out.
And when it comes, what if somebody is already organized, but they need help in the moving, and you help moving, and you put the stuff in the boxes for them and label it and stuff and help them?
Yeah, and I have some great boxes that are lightweight with handles that are easy to carry and stack.
Wow, okay, that's good to know. And then well, that's really good to know, because sometimes we get overwhelmed, especially if you live in a big home and you got to move, or you're moving, you know, with the movers coming and you still got to pack up. Sometimes the movers will box things up for you, but I don't like them. They box things up and then I still don't know where it is. Or maybe that's where you need an organizer. When you do move into a new location, they can help you unpack. Where were you when I moved? I needed packing and moving and then unpacking. You know what I mean? Right. Pack up, move, and then move. Because it is very stressful, especially when you got a full-time job. And then what if you have children? And, of course, the husband's another child. But, you know, it goes on and on and on. And
And sometimes I was in West Valley three weeks ago, and they had moved 2 years ago. They've gotten married, bought the house, moved in 2 years ago, and they still had boxes in the hallway. And so that's when they're like, yeah, come over. It's so funny.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Or getting married and you're moving in with somebody with house, home. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and then you've got duplicates to figure out sometimes. And mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk about who has the best hand blender here.
Or which one works, you know.
Which one fits in the right drawer.
Sometimes. I know, it was just me and my husband. We had silverware. This is the funny part. And I remember looking, I go, you know, we got three sets of silverware. You know, but we still kept them all
and that's okay. I mean, we just figure out where and how to keep them
right
that's best
right
yeah.
right so anyway well this has been really interesting. Tell me some of the challenges that you've had, tell me a story with one of the challenges.
A story that's been a challenge. Mm-hmm. Every pantry is a challenge, but I can do it. I've got it. Like, I love it. It's just like, sometimes I walk into a house. Well, actually there's one house where I haven't gone back. She wanted me to trade for services. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if it's worth it. I don't know. Maybe I'll call her back because I'm ready for a good challenge now. Mm-hmm. There really isn't any challenges. It's just all fun and games. You know, it's just a puzzle that we dump out of the box and we put it back together mm-hmm. and make it beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And have you done any painting or wallpapering, like a closet or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, we've done a lot of shelf liners. I'm like, oh, I'm so tired of measuring shelf lining paper. But, like, oh, I don't like this stuff. But some people want it. I would love to just clean it all out, sanitize it. I've done, like, whitewashing on some woods that just make it prettier. And not only do we organize it, we try to make it a design that it's just easy to maintain and mm-hmm. and it's customized to their taste and their kitchen and their colors, and mm-hmm. we just have a lot of fun.
Now, is the price different if I hired you, you did a complete makeover, but then I had you come back in 5 to 6 months to keep me maintained? Is the price different? You already know. You have an idea, or
the way things have been going lately, I'm in the process of building a house, and
my bid was,
you know, one thing yesterday, mm-hmm. and a whole other thing the next month, mm-hmm. and so now I'm starting to think I need to be more careful about bidding too. But I would think we could talk about it and. Mm-hmm. And just see, I mean, I always, always try to keep things in budget and do something that will improve lives and keep it in whatever budget they have.
Mm-hmm. Or the mail guy who says, hey, it's clutter again. It's not that clutter, but can you keep me on a regular base? And you keep them on a schedule. You call them in 5 months and say, do you need me? He says, yeah, it's just come and organize this. And then next year you're doing his linen closet or something strange, right, or his garage. Can you help me straighten this up and sweep it and clean it up? And you can do that as well. Is that correct?
Right. And sometimes it's just setting it, putting it on the calendar and have somebody showing up with you, mm-hmm, knowing that you're going to get it done. And I mean, sometimes it's something you can do by yourself, but it's like you're not going to unless.
Well, yeah, you have a team of people that work with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. That's good. So it's not just you alone. Sometimes it's some people with you, and
right,
it gets things done and fast. So the guy says, hey, I got a place to go in an hour and a half. Can we do this in an hour and a half? And then you bring somebody else and then they get it all done.
Right.
Yes. That's really nice to know.
And especially if you're lifting and moving heavy things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It may not be moving things. I just, you know, got some friends that, you know, because I just don't have time to clean all this, or I don't have time, or I just want to go golfing, you know, on the weekends, and then, you know, church on Sunday or whatever they have planned, but they don't have time. And, you know, have you call in, and he may be getting ready for his golf game, but you're in there cleaning it up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. Or he gives you the code to get into the garage. Yeah.
Right.
Because codes can be changed. But anyway, that's almost like being a maid, but it's an upscale from the maid service.
Sometimes it's like, and I like to do staging, and you know, maybe it's just rearranging your furniture a different way that helps the flow better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just little things too.
Okay, and where do you see yourself going with this? Drusilla's Closet, you know, do you see it going, grow? I mean, well, 3 years, you know, you're in 3 or 4 years, you passed that mark, so the 3 year mark. So, where do you see yourself going in the next 3 years?
Well, I think, you know, the more people I have working with me, the more it grows and the more references I'm getting. Mm-hmm. So,
you just keep growing, right? Just keep growing.
Yeah, we just take it a day at a time and go for it.
Okay. And you've really enjoyed doing it. And do you have any phone numbers or anything? Well, you got a website, and it probably has a lot of that on there. But you're on social media or anything, like Facebook?
Yes, Facebook, Drusilla's Closet on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And you can reach me at 435-224-9266 or 801-803-5754.
Great. Well, Drusilla, it's been so fun to have you on, and I learned so much. I had you on about a year ago and we had fun with that, but you know, in 2020, so it's so fun to have you here again. So,
well,
for anybody listening in, please, or just tuning in, this is Drusilla's Closet. She was my guest today, and you can reach her at drusillascloset.fun. Is that
yep.
Okay. drusillascloset.fun, or you can get her on Facebook too. She can chat with you there. She's really great on chatting on Facebook. So, and thank you so much, Drusilla, and you have a great evening.
Thank you, and you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening in to the Kathy Lee Parker Show. Until then, you're welcome to contact me at my email, which is kathyleeparker@live.com. Thank you so much for listening.